Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. This is episode 379 for Monday, April 3rd, 2017. It's a national holiday because it's opening day for our Baltimore Orioles. Merry Christmas, Javi Murrins. How are you today?
Oh my God, Zach, I was telling you in the bullpen how excited I was. Had one of the best weekends ever. This past weekend, great Final Four games on Saturday. Both games ended up being really, really entertaining and ended up working out for your boy here investment-wise. I sent you a DraftKings thing on Friday, and Zach usually texts me usually, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes after. I got one back before I even finished the text, so that was nice too. So he's very excited.
I am.
I took a pot down last night in a mini sweat over Bird's Eye View. Yeah, suck it over there, Scott Magnus. How do you think of that, pal? He's been trolling me all offseason. So yeah, am I fired up, Zach? Yeah, I'm fired up. 379, Zach, that's what Manny Machado is going to hit this year, 379.
I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Well, it, you know, I don't know where you're listening to this podcast, one of nines, when you're listening to it. Hopefully you're able to check it out before the Orioles take the field on opening day. But, man, I can't believe, and I wrote about it today on BaltimoreSportsReport.com, Javi Burns.
Yes,
the offseason's over, and the 2017 baseball season, you know, is officially beginning right now. So it's amazing, and a... You know, I kind of compared baseball returning to like an old friend, catching up with an old friend again, you know, like maybe you've faded from each other a little bit, you know, maybe you haven't even talked in a little while, but when that friend baseball comes back, you sort of pick up right where you left off, you know, it feels natural. It comes right back to you. And then suddenly we'll be a few months into this thing and you know, Gary Thorne and Jim Palmer will be as welcome of a voice in your household as any other family member. And you'll wonder, how did I get through these long months without watching baseball at 7 o'clock every single night? So I'm excited for all of that to be back today.
I have a question for you, my partner, my quote unquote younger brother with much more knowledge and making smart decisions than his older half brother that I am. Will you be watching Field of Dreams today and crying into a pillow?
Already did it last night.
All right.
Yep. Already did it last night. That's an annual tradition for me before baseball season begins. So I watch Field of Dreams. I put my favorite clip from Field of Dreams in my piece over on BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
Yes,
so please check that out. And my favorite quote. And I'm ready, man. I feel pretty good about this piece. So I hope everybody gets a chance to check it out. I actually spend a good amount of time comparing the Orioles offseason to the construction of a Chick-fil-A down the street.
Which, you are steamed up for that Chick-fil-A. I know that. I am.
So,
you think down there in Orlando, they would have some things, you know, a Chick-fil-A here, a Chipotle there. But I mean, you got Cracker Barrel. I've been to your estate, so I know it's Cracker Barrel and racetracks at this point. So to have a Chick-fil-A right there, I know there's a Target across the highway there, Zach. I know that's very difficult.
Yep.
Miss Wilt spent some hard-earned Wilt dollars in that Target here and there buying planners. But I'll tell you this. I do believe that a Chick-fil-A will change your life, Zach, and you will maybe get over that 130-pound barrier here pretty soon if you
that's
get a couple of spicy chickens.
Yeah. That's the goal, yep. Yep.
So speaking of 130, is that the over-under J.J. Hardy starts?
130. I'll take the over if that's the case. Yeah.
You're not taking over 130 games played, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow. You are optimistic today, aren't you, pal?
It's opening day. Of course I'm optimistic.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing. Tell the folks, the one and nines that are probably starting their Kool-Aid consumption here this morning, because I'm not too far behind you there, one and nines. I'll be joining you down at the Camden Yards establishment. If you're going to listen to this before you head down, I'll be at the Diamond Tavern taking people's money in bags. If you're looking for some action,
nice.
Come on down and take on the 5-star player. Tell the boys what we're going to do and ladies what we're going to do today, Zach.
So I wanted to come up with a list of, you know, kind of realistic things that we'd like to see from the Orioles in 2017 as they begin this year. So, you know, we have given our predictions. You can check out the predictions podcast, which if you haven't finished, I encourage you all to go back and check that out. Here I would like to, you know, go through and talk about, like, you know, kind of some expectations, some things that we ideally would love to see from our birds this year. So
I like it.
I have a few things that are on my list. So I can get started if you want.
Oh, please. You're the leadoff hitter. You're the Hun Soo Kim of this ship.
Well, speaking of Hyun Soo Kim, that's my first one. Oh. I would love to see my guy, Hyun Soo Kim, get a chance against left-handed pitching. All right. That's what I want to see this year.
Buck doesn't.
I know. And there's this feeling that this guy can't crack it against southpaws. But personally, I don't think he's gotten a fair shake against them. So I would like to see that be determined ourselves. I'd like to see that if Kim can't hit lefties, I want to see the hard proof that he can't hit lefties, and I want to see him given a chance. I know the Orioles have 100 different platoon options this year, the way their construction's built. One guy can do this and he can't do that, and the other can't do that and he can do this, sort of thing. But give the guy a chance. I think he's an incredibly important part of the offense. He's one of the few guys that gets on base at a consistent high pace. And I want to see for myself that he can't hit left-handed pitching. I don't want to continue to be told that he can't do it. So that's right. Number one for me.
I like that one. And I'll tell you this. The thing is about Kim, I anticipate him being in the lineup today. I haven't seen the lineup yet. I would imagine being in the lineup. He could hit anywhere, Zach, from first, second to sixth. Seventh, something like that. Versatility in this lineup. We have every position taken care of but leadoff hitter, in my opinion, because I don't think Seth Smith is your quote-unquote leadoff hitter. I do anticipate seeing Cap 10, as people are calling him, in the two-hole. But other than Machado hitting third, I mean, this lineup right now is kind of wide open. So to have Kim in there against a lefty, I wondered, here's you're going to find out. I think Estrada starts today. Off day Tuesday, Wednesday, come back. Maybe Hap throws, maybe Liriano throws. Who knows? We'll find out with Kim. But I would like to put an over under on at bats against lefties for Kim, because I think last year he was 0-for-18, if I'm not mistaken.
I will look that up right now.
I think it was. So if that's the case, and again, one of the reasons, this is something going back to spring training, one of the reasons Kim decided not to play in the World Baseball Classic, there it is again, Zach, you can add that in. I talked about it again. It was because he wanted to hit left-handed pitching in spring training. Guess how many at-bats he got in spring training against lefties?
How many?
So it's not like Buck was changing anything. That being said, I don't know what Buck's thinking in that. You know as well as I do, Buck plays percentages. He plays lefty-righty matchups probably more than any other manager out there. I don't follow him all as closely as I do with Buck, but I agree with you. I think Kim's a guy that is a professional hitter, right? He's the Steve Pierce from the other side, somebody that you can put up against anybody, and I think he'd be able to get some hits. But with the lineup the way it is, with the Mancini now on the lineup, the 17 outfielders that are right-handed and are allegedly good defenders on the lineup, it's going to be difficult for your boy Kim to get to that number.
Kim was 0-for-17 against lefties. He had 4 walks and 4 strikeouts last year.
All right. So not bad, except for he didn't get a hit. Okay. So here's my first one. And I said this as my, I think this is my big, bold prediction on the prediction show, which, by the way, thank you so much for the feedback. I have a huge hole in my heart. I think no one listens. That's why I coined the term one of nine. As Zach knows, on my outside life, I'm about as confident as any boy in America. On the inside, I am just a flower that's just, falling apart, because I just think that we do this thing and it's me and Zach and, maybe our mothers. I'll tell you this, it means a lot. It warms the cockles to hear you guys talk about it and getting nice messages from people, even in the, sliding into my DMs, as a kid would say too. So you guys just make this whole thing right. So appreciate that. On that show though, Zach, I predicted that one Manny Machado would get extended this season. I pretend to know a lot of stuff about the Orioles, and maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'll tell you this, I have no knowledge of this at all. I haven't heard this at all. I actually, probably to the contrary, I've heard more that it's probably not going to happen. I don't care. I'm sticking with it. And so that's what I'm going to go with, Zach, so that I can be right on the bold prediction show, is I want Manny Machado to be extended. And if it's not extended, Zach, I want to have some parameters of an actual contract talked about. Okay. That's what I would like to see happen. So for me, I'd like to see the Manny Machado talks at this point. Let's start heating them up a little bit, depending on what happens towards the end of the year. And don't tell me you can't extend guys, because last time I checked, they extended two players. Well, it would have been two players if Nick would have figured it out, in August of the year that we were going to the playoffs. And they actually announced it during the ALCS, right before the ALCS, with J.J. Hardy, and would have been Nick Markakis. But we'll see what happened with that whole deal. So for me, it's the Manny Machado to get extended and some of those talks to heat up.
Wow. I like that. I like that. Now, the goal, Jabby Burns, was 10, well, a list, not necessarily 10, but a list of realistic things I'd like to see from the Orioles. So you're,
I said heat it up.
You're bending the rules a little bit.
Don't I always say.
I still haven't completely lost faith in the Orioles.
You've been on it more than anybody.
Manny Machado. Well, I just think, you know, in terms of baseball in general, we have looked at this upcoming free agent class for what, like 5 years, and said, oh my gosh, it's going to be incredible. Like, these, it's going to be the biggest free agent class ever. And that's just not a fair thing to do. You know, it's not a smart thing to do, because a bunch of these guys aren't going to hit free agency. They're going to sign extensions. Now, some of them want to, and some of them aren't going to get the deals from the teams that they're, the offers from the teams that they're currently playing for, you know, to sign those deals. And it is going to be a great free agent class. But to look at it and think that the entire class is going to be there, you know, 5 years in advance, is just unrealistic. So hopefully Machado will be one of those guys that won't be. I think the Orioles can do it. If they are creative and if they are willing to negotiate in some areas that they haven't been willing to negotiate in the past. So,
yep.
We'll see. I hope it happens as well. So that's good. My next one for me is that I would like to see Chris Tillman throw 135 innings this year. He threw 172 innings last year, 173 before. So I'm giving him about 35 off. That would have him missing about a month of the season. 135 might even be high, but I think that in order for the Orioles to really be successful in 2017, Chris Tillman has got to be healthy for the majority of it. This can't be an injury that, you know, we're expecting him to be back in May and it ends up stretching. Maybe we'll see him in June and then his innings are limited. That this can't be one of those things that lingers and lingers and lingers.
No.
If the Orioles are going to have any hopes of playing October baseball this year. So I need to see about 130, 135 innings from Chris Tillman.
I like that. And I actually think that will, I think that could happen. I really do. The more and more I hear, the more and more everything's going. I'm not going to use the word swimmingly, because I think that's a little bit over the top. I'm just going to tell you, Zach, that I'm going to go back to the prediction. Chris Tillman will pitch before David Price picks up a ball. I'm just telling you. Chris Tillman, and I will see him in late April, early May. So you might be, and if he stays healthy, I think that's huge. And that is something that the Orioles could desperately need. 130 innings, I think there could be. I would, if you gave me the over-under on that, Zach, I would take the over, which means you'd be very happy.
I would be very happy. I'll take that, absolutely.
All right, so while I'm on the old extension party here, Zach, let's continue with that. It's not that I don't want to see what happens this year, because I do. I'm becoming more and more excited about what could happen this year, just based on what I've seen from the division itself. I don't know if you saw a little bit. I know it's one game. Again, we're going to say this for at least 2 weeks. It's only one game. The Yankees suck. All right, so we'll just get that out of the way.
Tanaka,
right?
How about Tanaka yesterday, huh?
What's wrong with his elbow? Is he okay?
Wow, what happened?
What happened? Great. That guy should be getting, it should be, it's funny. But your boy Chris Archer, who we both love very much, would love to see in an Orioles uniform, did a nice job yesterday in the Rays. And by the way, I think that's a sixth straight loss on opening day for the Yankees. If you're into trends, you might want to jump on that, because the Rays were plus money yesterday if you're into that kind of stuff. I want to see Buck Showalter extended, Zach, in some capacity. I know that it's not that big of a deal, because most people think it's a foregone conclusion, including myself, that Buck will be back and that Dan will be gone. I believe that wholeheartedly, right? And after that article with the Brady situation and everything, I think it became a little bit more crystal clear for some of the Oriole fans out there that don't follow it as closely as you and I, and the Nines, of course. I just feel like let's get some parameters here. Let's talk to Buck. Maybe they have behind the scenes. This is one that I don't need to be out there in public, to be honest with you. I would just like to hear it in my personal life, that it's being talked about. I do know this, Zach, and I can tell you this for a fact. Buck Showalter built a very, very nice property here in Baltimore, and is in the process of putting up his house in Dallas for sale. His son's Nate, who's a friend of the show and a friend of you and I, is now the Mid-Atlantic scout here. So he's moved his way over here, getting married to a Maryland girl here. So I'm basically, what I'm saying is the tea leaves are screaming that Buck Showalter is not going anywhere, whether it's a manager, whether it's in a GM role, what it is. I just think that Buck continues to stay on. I just would like to see it in paper. So for me, I would like to see Buck Showalter, some type of extension, you know, talked about, done, because usually you don't leave managers with a year left on their contract very often kind of swale in the wind, you know. But in this case, it's very difficult because there's so many things that are going to happen after that 2018 season, Zach, that that could come to fruition one way or another, players, everything else. So let's get some conversation about the one Buck Showalter, so we know that that man will be in the building for years to come.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm with you. And especially with the amount of uncertainty surrounding the Orioles over the next couple seasons, that's something that needs to be locked down, nailed down. We need to know for sure that that's happening. So completely with you. I don't think you'd find anybody that would say that that they would disagree with that it's not deserved, that they don't want to know that. So I'm on board. Let's absolutely make that happen. So I like that one. I like it. Very good.
Thanks, sir.
Continuing with that trend of Buck Showalter, I would like to see Zach Britton pitch in a playoff game this year.
Oh, you're trolling.
you know, as this season starts, everybody's going to forget about that. But I just, you know, more than anything, more than the kind of mental gaffe or the decision that went into never turning to Britton in that 11-inning wild card game, I want to see Britton, who really is an awesome story for the Orioles and has turned into an incredibly valuable piece to the Orioles, get that chance to showcase his skills, truly showcase his skills in an important playoff game for the Orioles. So I want to see him in. I want to see, a big moment for this guy. I don't think anybody is expecting him to repeat the level of success that he had last year, but right. I want to see him get a chance to really showcase how dominant he is in an important key moment for the Orioles in October in 2017. So that's what I want to see.
I like that. I like it a lot. I'm getting really excited now, Zach. This whole baseball thing is pretty fun. Me too. I would like to see Jonathan Schoop hit more than 25 home runs this year so I can take back some of my pride, some of my own alcoholic beverages from that podcast, that widely popular podcast on the network, much more popular than will ever be, Zach, the Bird's Eye View group. I know that I bring them up a lot, and I know I poke fun at them. And listen, on their show, that I'm a punching bag on their show, which is fine. I'm big shoulders. I can handle that. Jonathan, listen to me. If you're listening, because if you are, you probably are creeped out. They talk about you so much. But I'm going to tell you this. I just need you to just, in September, if you got 25, Buck's going to give you a couple days off, you know, so that you can get to 26. That's all I need, pal. I just am rooting for you just to get over that 25 and a half, because that marker's continuing to, and you know, tongue in cheek aside, Zach, I do think that one Jonathan Schoop can get there, because I do believe that Buck's not going to play him 162 this year, right? I just can't see, especially the way that he kind of, you know, it's okay for me to say this, faded down the stretch. He really did in September, had an awful September, just seemed very tired. And I'm hoping that a little more strength conditioning this year in the offseason, John's going to be able to just put up some monster numbers. He's going to hit in a lineup that he's going to be sandwiched no matter where he hits between professional good hitters. So it's not like there's nowhere in this lineup, Zach, where you're going to go, no big deal. Time to go to the bathroom. Go get a beer. This lineup, no big deal. I'm talking Hardy could be hitting ninth in this lineup. Okay. Party at the bottom of the lineup. Castillo, I'm telling you, people, Beef Wellington is going to be somebody that you're going to be very, very happy to watch. Not only at the plate, but I think behind the plate, he's going to have some more theatrics than one Matt Wieters is. So, John, just for me, John, just get over that 25 and a half so I can just rub it in those really nice guys over at Bird's Eye View's face.
I'd like to see that too. I think he's got the potential to do that. And, I think he's certainly got the power. I'd like to see, more than anything, I'd like to see the plate discipline improve for Jonathan Schoop. I think with that.
Stop watching Adam.
I think with that, you could actually see him sort of turn into that 25 home run bat that you're looking for. And look, this guy is, I mean, we forget he's so incredibly young, right? I mean, he's what? He's 24 years old. So there's 25 home run power in that bat.
Yep.
We'll see it. Over 25 is what you need, right?
Yep.
Because that's what he hit last year. He hit 25 on those last year. So.
Yep.
Very good. I like that. I would like to see Mark Trumbo play most of his games from the designated hitter role for the Orioles this year. I think outfield defense is something that the Orioles are going to need to see, you know, a marked improvement on in 2017. They're going to need to be better in the outfield, and Mark Trumbo bringing him back is big for the offense. It could be bad if he's the guy that plays a lot of right field. And they have tons of outfield options. Like we mentioned, this roster is constructed with lots of platoon possibilities. So let's keep Trumbo on the bench while the guys are out in the field. Have him step up and take some swings. Let him be mostly a DH. I know the Orioles traditionally, Jab, have liked to use that role, the DH role, as kind of a swing guy, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Trumbo can't play a few games in right field.
He can't.
But mostly, I'd like to see, you know, that spot used for some of the other guys and him DH. I think overall the Orioles are a much stronger team with Trumbo in the DH slot and not out in right field.
Yep. I like that a lot. And you and I both were happy when Trumbo was brought back, especially at the number. I think both of us didn't think that would happen. I just thought that, you know, Mark would have a much bigger plate of teams to pick from. And it just didn't happen in this offseason. I think I just love his honesty too, man. The guy came out in that press conference, was honest and saying, hey man, it was some highs and there were some lows, because you look at what the other guys are getting. You look what Nelson got, you look what Encarnacion got. It's not like Mark's even close to as old as Nelson was when he got out. It's just the track record. It's the way that baseball's kind of going now. I mean, these DHs, they move around a lot, you know, year to year. You're just not going to throw a bunch of money at some guys here and there and you just hope it happens. And he's a man without a position, I think, on this team. And I'll tell you one guy who's not very happy that he came back, and I probably, you know, maybe inside he'd say this, was one Trey Mancini, who I think would be the starting DH if not. But good for Trey, he made the team, and he'll be running down that orange carpet today that I won't see. Zach, this is going back to Hyun-Soo Kim, and this is for today, so I want everybody to listen. I don't want to boo Hyun-Soo Kim. I want the biggest standing ovation you could give to a guy, because you just really botched it last year. Now, like I said, I won't be in there for introductions, because I think the pomp and circumstance I've seen for 17 straight years, I'm good. I'll be playing cornhole if you want to get at me at the Diving Tavern. But I want to hear it, because I can hear it from there. I want to hear the loudest ovation since Delmon Young knocked one down the line against the Tigers in game two. I want to hear him feel, because guess what? He brought it up yesterday. I hope I won't get booed. You know what? I don't think he's trolling. I don't think he's even in the position to be able to do that, to try to do it. I think he really feels like that. As loud as you're going to boo Joey Bats and the rest of the douchey Blue Jays today, do the opposite and go just crazy. Like a Nick Markakis coming back when he played the Braves type, like standing ovation for Hyun-Soo Kim. For God's sake, the guy deserves it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know you'll be there, clapping be for him at Disney. Charge, yeah. You know, just around 2:30 or so, because he'd probably come in 2:40 maybe, because he'll be coming starters. So you got all the other guys coming down, and then you can do starting lineup there, probably hitting, you know, first, whatever. Just start clapping really loud at your office to see what happens there at Disney. You know what? Everybody's happy at the Magic Kingdom. It's not a big deal.
I like it. I like it. No, that's a really good one. All right.
That's just for today, but it doesn't help for the rest of the year. But how about you just carry it on every game? He gets a standing O every game.
Yeah, I'm in for that. Last one for me is that I just want everybody to really appreciate and enjoy Manny Machado this year, because I predicted him to win the AL MVP. I think he's an MVP caliber player. I think he finished fifth in MVP voting last year. We're seeing one of the greatest players in his peak right now.
Yep.
And, you know, the contract stuff I would love to see. But more than anything, I just want to, and this is kind of something for
great.
Me personally too,
yep,
just enjoy watching one of the best play for your team this year. That's really going to be my key focus, whether it's, you know, we're going to be tweeting GIFs all year long of the crazy defensive plays that he makes, But I think he's gonna be an incredible hitter for the team this year. I also predicted in our show that I think he was gonna lead the Orioles in home runs this year, and not because Chris and Trumbo aren't gonna hit a few themselves, just because I think Machado's got incredible power that he's gonna tap into this year. So just enjoy it. That's my main thing. I'm so pumped the baseball's back. I'm so glad that that the summer has officially returned. We're sitting here at 8:39 this morning, and I've done nothing but, you know, look at pictures and read people's tweets about how excited they are. So enjoy the year and enjoy Manny Machado, because it's going to be awesome. At the very least, it's going to be incredibly awesome watching him do his thing in 2017.
I'm so glad you said that, because sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, contracts. Me, you know, I'm looking right here at a mirror. I'm really, really excited to watch him play, because I agree with you. Every night at 7 o'clock, most of the time, you're able to sit back and watch a guy playing in his prime in your ballpark for the team that you love, regardless of what's going to happen in the future. Just enjoy it, man. That's the part that you have to, when you have great players around you, just enjoy it. Kind of like the Caps have been doing with Ovechkin. Every time he takes the ice, I enjoy it, because you know you have a Hall of Famer type guy there. And I think Jones is Machado's ascending to that. And I think that's something that, we all should enjoy. My last one, Zach, and again, this is one that you talked about on the prediction show. I don't even know. I'm not putting quantifications. I'm not putting any type of numbers on this thing or anything like that. I just want to see Dylan Bundy break out into that star that not only people here in Baltimore know, but people outside of Baltimore know, right? I want people to say, hey, man, this Dylan Bundy guy, man, what did he come up? And they start doing the research to find out about the two Tommy Johns he's come back from, the story of this guy being the most ballyhooed prospect within the Orioles system, I think, since – I have no idea. I mean, because to be honest with you, Manny and – came up too fast for us to even really, you know, prop him up in
probably
the minor
Weeders.
Leagues to know,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and Weeders, and you were there for that when McPhail told you to keep it in your pants in the elevator. I just think that this is one of those things where Dylan Bundy, as much as I love Kevin Gausman, listen, I do love Kevin Gausman. Dylan Bundy's ceiling greater than Kevin Gausman's ceiling. And when I say ceiling, I'm talking about a number one bona fide ACE that the Orioles haven't had for God knows how long, Mike Mussina. I want that to happen for this guy. I root for this guy. Like I keep talking about, and people think it's awkward, but he's got the body for it. He's got huge legs, big ass, be able to just get out there and throw it. But what I love about Dylan Bundy is he doesn't overthrow. He knows how to pitch, Zach. And I'm wondering if a lot of that has come from the fact that he can't just blow by guys. And he's figured that out now at this point. It's easier to throw that changeup or that cutter. And he's kind of working in some more things into his repertoire. That's what I want to see. I want to see a breakout season from one Dylan Bundy. Because if the Orioles are going to get where you and I think they're going to get, at least to the wild card, Dylan Bundy's going to have to be a huge impact for this team to get there.
Yep. Yep. Totally with you.
Yep.
Completely on board. I can't wait for it to get started. So opening day can't come soon enough, Javi Burns. So you're headed out there today. Where are you sitting? What's your plans?
Wow.
How many opening days have you done in a row?
This will be 17 straight.
Crazy. That's
since
awesome.
I moved to the old MD,
that is awesome.
2000. So yes, I went through some bad years. I was working there at the time, the first couple times, but since then, just been continuing to go there. Props to Mrs. Burns, who'll never listen, for being able to give one to the old daddy for the day. This is the one day, Zach, that I dropped my kids off this morning, and I won't see him. I probably won't see him again until tomorrow morning, because by the time I get home, we'll see what happens. Last year was a little longer because of the rain delay, and Dempsey's got a hold of me. So that I'm hoping that doesn't happen, because I missed one of the greatest championship games in history. I'm taking the Carolina Tar Heels tonight, if you're asking. I think the Tar Heels finish off what they started last year in that loss to Villanova, and hopefully I'll be able to see that tonight, 9:20 tip against Gonzaga. 2.5-point favorites, 151 if you're into those kind of things. But today, more importantly, Orioles 305. I will be sitting in our season tickets, section 74, row 2. So any home run that is hit, I will be grabbing it. And I'll be at the Diamond Tavern here around noon or so today. So I got 3 hours of hanging out with the fans, Zach. That's what we like to do, hanging out and just talking baseball with these guys. Usually see a bunch of people down there that you know. Hopefully going to run into the BEV guys and some of the other guys from the network. If you're down there, kind of hit me up, text me, whatever you want to do. But I'll be at the Diamond Tavern throwing bags, having some libations, enjoying it, and enjoying the fact that it's not going to rain and it's going to be in the 60s. And people are very excited when that happens, because I feel like the rain gets people a little bit worried. Today, Zach, you're looking at a perfect day for baseball, and I hope the Orioles get off to a 1-0 start. Orioles minus 130, 8.5 is the total. Kevin Gausman on the bump against Marco Estrada. So two guys that like to actually get it in. So we got to get it in before around 8 o'clock when the rain's about to come. So let's make sure this doesn't turn into a long day. And the Orioles, by the way, very good on opening day at home. I don't know the last honest opening day that I've been at when they started at home that they've lost. I can't remember. Honestly, it's been that good in regards to opening day. A couple years ago, you had the Chris Davis Grand Slam that just went. I mean, people went bonkers last year. A nice tidy 15-hour game that the Orioles were able to finish off in opening day. So, you know, like I said, it's to me, Zach, it's the start of something great, right? It's that first day of knowing that every night, except for the 5 off days that we have in April, every night we're going to be able to see the Orioles come up on your television and intentional talk starts and just all the things that didn't include in baseball, because you and I will be watching games. Great games yesterday. If you looked at Baumgartner, our boy Mad Bum, 2 HRs, but your Diamondbacks come back. Patrick's looking like the smartest guy in the world. Would they get big W there? I took the Cardinals last night just because I felt like it was one of those games. Carlos Martinez with a fantastic outing, but our Cubs, because our BST Bombers in the Yahoo League were full of Cubs, were able to come back, tie that game, but the Cards, your Cardinals, were able to kind of walk it off in the ninth. Just a great way to start baseball, and the Yankees lost, so that's great news.
Yep, no doubt about it, man.
I'm fired up, Zach, at all?
I'm so amped up. I'm so ready. I'm excited. I'm glad you'll get to be out there. Enjoy it. Say hi to my dad, who's out there as well.
Yes, sir. I will.
Hasn't missed an opening day in a while either. I don't know what his streak is. It's not 17, but hasn't missed one in a while either.
Well, I'll tell you this: his biceps are about 17 inches big. I'll tell you, that guy's a monster.
And if you're listening to this on the way to Camden Yards, or if you're watching on TV like me. Go Orioles, man. I'm so pumped that baseball's back, and we're going to be with you all year long talking about the ins and outs of this team, the highs and lows, and there will be many for this team all year long here on BST. I feel re-energized. When opening day starts, I just like I want to be behind this mic talking to you like 24-7, Jeb. That's all I want to do.
I'm with you, brother. I can't wait.
Pumped up. Yeah. I'm pumped up. All right, well, enjoy opening day, everybody. Jabby Burns, I'm going to let you start getting ready, maybe have your first Tito's of the day. So
I had some coffee.
Enjoy that. Always good talking to you, my friend.
You too, pal.
For Jab, I am Zach. Thank you so much for listening to Baltimore Sports today. Happy opening day. We will talk to you again tomorrow.